Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa Salas is the sole creator of InnerSpiritRhythm.com, a virtual community haven where spiritual empowerment meets life coaching. Lisa created this special sanctuary to help guide you inward, to unblock the passages preventing you from moving forward in your life journey. Lisa offers unique alternative healing sessions where she works with each of you personally, using her psychic medium abilities to guide you through the obstacles that are keeping you stuck. Using her ability to connect with angels, spiritual guides, and source energy, Lisa shows you how to view these obstacles from a higher perspective through identifying the bigger picture, bringing hope, healing, and new possibilities into your life choices. Each session is uniquely personal to you at a spiritual level and is guided with unconditional love and healing, empowering you to create a healthy lifestyle. Visit InnerSpiritRhythm.com to schedule one of Lisa's alternative healing sessions and start your internal flight to owning your destiny today.
Hello, everyone. It's like, oh my goodness. It's just like, I feel like a little kid here. I feel excited, happy, and it's just like, this is my, the first day, really, launching Lisa Soul Fiesta. It's just a couple of weeks ago, I had Leon Gower on, and we was introducing the coming of it. And so today is the day that we're really going digging for it and doing to it. I just, you know, it's my little baby that I, you know, created here for all of us. So, you know, it's kind of like I feel like, happy birthday. You know, just in my mind's eye, you know, if I could, the reason I said happy birthday, let me tell you what I was seeing. It's almost like I was seeing a cake, and, you know, and all these candles being all of us, you know, being the candles, and, as the candles, we were all being shown, I wasn't seeing the physical body, but I was just seeing the light, the energy, filling up this whole, like, cake. You know, it's hard to describe what you see in your mind's eye, isn't it? It's just like, and if I was only an artist, if I can just put this on canvas, it's just like. But anyways, I would just want to say welcome to Lisa Soul Fiesta. It's a little haven created by me where we all can gather, talking about many topics, searching for the deeper meaning behind it all. And, you know, there's a fiesta in all of us waiting to break free. Isn't it time to celebrate life? I invite all of you to join me in conversation. You know, dial in at 347-324-3707 or share in the chat box. And, you know, from your previous experience or in the one you're currently in now, all of it is welcome. Anything that has to do with relationships. Okay? And the topic I have chosen, as I was just saying, you know, okay, is all about relationships. And I'm saying all relationships, family, friends, partnerships, love interests, work, anything else I might have missed. Okay? Even relationships with animals. You know, relationships is such a huge topic. You know, therefore, as of yesterday, I have decided to tune in with you all each Thursday this month of February, covering relationships. And I invite you to join me and invite others in the love and the sharing. And so, you know, and I remember when I was, a couple of weeks when I was talking to you guys, I was saying, because I took some time off from the show, as many of you know. And I just, I needed a break. You know, I needed to shake some things off and everything and rebuild and recreate. So that's what I, just what I have been doing. And, you know, but I was not sure how I was going to come back. I didn't know if I was going to go back to doing every Thursday or you know, twice a month, or, you know, and I know Leon Gower is going to come back and we're going to do dreams together. He's going to share about dreams. And then I'm going to keep the real people, real stories. That was always a big hit, and I know many of you guys really enjoyed that. So that's going to stay alive. But I'm just going to go with the moment and go with what I feel and what is shown to me. And that's when yesterday I came up that we're going to cover the month of February with the relationships, because that ain't something you can cover in 1 hour. And so there we go. You know, we all have experiences with difficult relationships of some sort. There is always a underlying profound meaning behind each one that is uniquely for you. And so here on Lisa Soul Fiesta is where we explore looking for the key ingredients, breaking free, celebrating your victory. This is your very own Soul Fiesta. Oh, relationships. Oh, dear. My head spins around. There is so many different avenues to this topic. Then again, you know, it really isn't complicated when we let go of the control of it. My prayer here today is to open up our hearts and allow the wisdom of our experience says to come through, and let go of the fear, the judgments, and allow heaven's community to embrace us in their love and open up our eyes to a higher perspective to guide us to our desired destination. Amen. Okay, something to start on and to reflect upon. Who is it presently or in the past are you feeling stuck with, or you can't seem to evolve again? With this person, what is it in you that you see in yourself that is a mirror of you that needs healing, or and is there to empower you to become more? Has this been something you have been avoiding? What could that be? Forgiveness, okay? Forgiveness is another factor that causes much pain in relationships. It could be something from the past with a previous relationship that is filed away in our subconscious. That surface, when it's in a current relationship, it arrives again without consciously aware of it. Your subconscious is always pulling out the previous memories and starts to become defensive and blocks and reacts quite protective. Forgiveness primarily is starting with you, and when it comes, it becomes easier with others. I personally feel, for me, it is easier to forgive another than myself. I like to hear your feelings and thoughts on this as well, and with anything else that stands out to you in the moment. Forgiveness is the first step when you start the process of recreating and redesigning you, which, you know, there is many steps of sheddings still to come, you know, to where you can actually feel you again. This is where your inner spirit rhythm shines and thrives to live. And it always thrives. It wants to come out. And honestly, you all, forgiveness is a huge part of it, starting when we were young little whippersnappers. You know, to learn how to truly forgive, not just saying it with attitude or with a tight smile or cramping your neck with a stiff tilt. You know what I'm talking about. You know, it's like, you know, what does forgiveness really mean? You know, and I went through some serious turmoil with all of this trying to understand it. Okay. In the Bible, it says, repent, then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. All right, fine. So I did. I repented hard, meaning I poured my heart out asking for forgiveness. I felt a small shift, but the light still didn't turn on. I felt I was still in the dark. Why? You know, what was going on here, you know, I was forgiven by the Lord. I didn't forgive myself. I didn't feel deserving. I felt I needed to be punished more than my emotional agony that I was going through. I used to pray to take on others' pain and give them happiness with good health. Taking on any sufferings for this would make peace in my heart and earn my place with God. So I thought. You would have thought I committed murder or something. You see, it is the little things. It could have been I just hurt someone's feelings for not showing up for them. We are our worst enemies. We beat ourselves up, don't we? You know, forgiveness is a huge topic, for it is complicated by the human form. All depending on each individual personally. And this is a discussion that is delicately done in a coaching session. Difficult relationships is a testimony and challenges our godlike self. This reminds me of a quote I used one time. What would Jesus do? How you respond to these people when they push your buttons? What are we so hungry for that we will almost go to all extremes to get it? Why are we so attached that we can't focus on living our life that we are missing the special moments of gratitude? It is those moments when we can be building ourselves instead of dwelling and creating nothing. This is what we want to try to discover, the hunger. Where is it seeding from? And that's where, you know, I ask you guys to call in and just share what's going on. It's all about discussion. It's all about chatting, you know, and without the judgments. And it just being open, being raw, being sharing. So, oh, my gosh. Okay, relationships, family. Oh, my. Aren't they a fun group? With some of them, if we weren't related to them, we wouldn't have anything to do with them. That is exactly why they are family. We have the sense of responsibility, compassion, understanding, commitment, loyalty. Yet, this even comes with a balance. Where do you draw the line? Friendships. Finding that one true special friend is like finding what is known to most. Our soulmate. And you know, what is a soulmate? Okay, you hear soul mate. Soul is the true you, the God-like self. You're not able to have a soulmate without God, unless it is a man-made version of soulmate. These soulmates are quite temporarily and confused with lust. Soulmate is from God, is a partnership that you both are in the realization that you're a spiritual being having a human experience. You're always perfecting your spiritual self, encouraging the other to be their best, trusting them with your true feelings, communicating them, not controlling or manipulating, sharing the emotional good qualities as well as the imperfections. It is these imperfections that we stand by each other, reminding each other to seek their godlike self to their choices, actions of how they choose to respond or not, digging together in search of the missing ingredients. Making love is emotionally influenced by the tenderness you share for each other as partners. Yes, you can have a connection with someone where sparks are flying in the making love scene. The chemistry is out of this world, so to say. You know, that this confuses us, where we think, this must be it. I have never felt this way before. Well, you may notice this chemistry mostly exists in the lovemaking. It's just that, a physical chemistry. And it can be carried forward into the good times, you know, having fun, doing fun stuff. Something just seems to be missing. The soul is not being nourished. And many of these relationships are influenced by other means known as addictions. Yet they're not really addictions. Just without it, irritation sets in, you know, and it's to enhance the feeling. When the lovemaking and fun activities are done, and the reality of life sets in, the question of who are each of you individually? What is your role in life, needs, wants, and desires? How does this or not fit into each other is the question. These are all different types types of lessons that comes in many forms that were designed just for you, okay, that I'm sharing here. I'm just giving little bits and pieces of stuff here, as you can tell. It's just to start getting the juices flowing. It is there to give you the clues needed to break through the barriers in our life. So, as you can see, we have lots that we can talk about. We all have someone in common with just a few here that I just shared with you. And, you know, there's so many more scenarios to be explored, and that's where I'm excited to be able to chat with you all. And, okay, I was just hearing, why does this keep on happening to me? I like that. That one shows up a lot, and I just heard it in my head. You know, it's because we have not learned what it is that is needed of us. Usually we're being a control freak in some kind of weird way. It may not be with another. It may just be with yourself, where you will not allow yourself to think and feel only the way you decide is needed. And it's to block what you fear. You control anything that might interfere of this manifested thought that you have created. It is this fear alone that is blocking your goal, your happiness, your inner peace. It is not working for you, lose it. I call this faith. We hold on to what we don't want in the fear of failing, even though we are miserably failing by cheating ourselves out of our own possibilities that exist out there, most of our own happiness. You notice how we talk ourselves into everything is fine, and you know a lot of times it isn't. Not that it's really all that bad, just you feel there's something more. Something is just missing. Faith is to trust what you feel so deeply to be right and walk into it, knowing there isn't any guarantees, just promise. I tell you what, when you leap into faith, you will come into obstacles. I call these stepping stones to your destination. At least you're getting somewhere closer to your promise. Promise. Now, this you have to look deeper of yourself. What is it that you really want? Sometimes we think material items, cars, houses, gadgets, vacations, spas, you get it. Those are things you have at a material high for a moment, then still come short. Something is missing. It is a deeper in your core. It is actually a spiritual missing. It is the real core of you, your God-like self. Where do we come from? God. What is God? Love. What does love attract? Joy, peace. Peace? Peace is knowing whatever happens, you know everything will be all right, even if it breaks your heart. For all of this is temporary, being all part of the divine plan where we all can come together stronger, wiser, with a healthier spirit. That is the intention. All right? Well, that just all flowed out right there. So, okay, let me take a peek up here. Let me see what's going on. You know what I think I'm going to do? I want to go because I see many, many calls here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run a quick commercial, and then I'm going to pull on a caller with me and let's just talk, okay? Because I want to be with you all, okay? So let me see here. Let me come on over here. I'll play this one.
Risa Sol Fiesta is inspired by a strong sense of community, a place where we can share our passions, weaknesses, and strengths without judgment, working together, diving deep into our own personal highs and lows, exploring subjects we can all relate to at some point in our lives. Lisa invites and welcomes your calls and questions. Please know that Lisa does not do this for entertainment purposes. Lisa only gives special messages when guided to do so. If there is more she is sensing and seeing in the bigger picture around your question, Lisa will not share it on the air due to limited time and privacy concerns. This sensitive information should only be shared in a private reading. Honor yourself by investing in a full private reading at innerspiritrhythm.com today to fully help you gain clarity in your personal choices and life path.
Thank you. All right. I was looking up some calls here, and I'm going to pull one on the air with me now. Hello, this is Lisa. Who am I speaking
Hi,
with?
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, this
Hi.
Is Helen.
Hi, you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. I'm just tuning in today, listening to all the good topic you've got going today.
Oh, gosh. You know, Helen, I had just been sitting here, and, you know, and even last night, you know, when I was laying to bed, you know, I said my prayers, and, you know, and I said a prayer today before the show, and it's just like relationships. You know, my and I think about it, and, it, you know, your mind just flies everywhere with it. And, it, you know, it seems like it's all connected, you know, even when we're looking for love interests, and it seems like all the previous relationships, there's arrows going to, you know, all of it, where they influence each other somehow, some way, in the way we respond or not respond, you know. And it's really deep. It's really deep. And I was just like, so I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for the topic because, you know, I like to hear from everybody else and see what they're going through and their thoughts. And so we can hear each other because we can see a little bit of each other in all of us, you know.
Right.
Of our, you know, part of who we are or we experience. And when we hear someone else talking about it, it, you know, it's just like, yeah, you know, I didn't see that or I didn't think about that. So it just, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it and seeing where it leads and guides us.
Yeah. Well, I had a thought. You brought up some good, some really good points, and you were talking about forgiveness, for one, and you know, and how that relates to our family, and just relationships in general. And you know, I was typing it in a chat room. Because, you know, the person was sharing their thoughts on it, you know, and I have to say forgiveness for me, I found, and, for me personally, I found forgiveness to be something that I've had to redefine it for myself.
Right.
Because I found forgiveness in my life, forgiveness was used in a more manipulative way. And forgiveness wasn't really, I just really wasn't feeling it. Like, you know, I grew up religious, and forgiveness was misused a lot in that realm, you know, where it was more so to relinquish the person from feeling any guilt or responsibility for their actions. You know, if there were misappropriation of funds, you know, with the pastor or the staff, you know, we needed to forgive immediately. And I just felt like, and I still feel this way, that I think the term forgiveness, at least for me, maybe not for other people, because I know people talk about a lot, you need to forgive and let go. But for me, forgiveness really was more about, Even the term forgiving yourself, like, I always struggle with that. Like, people say forgive yourself, I'm like, what the heck does that mean? Like I just, it just was really, it really was a stumbling block to me. Like, for, you know, understanding it intellectually, but really, like, okay, but what does that actually mean for me? And, you know, and I found that for me, forgiveness means healing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it another way. Like, I've tried to force myself to fit the definition, the quote unquote spiritual definition of it, whether it's in religion or it's New Age or you know, the light and love paradigm. But for me, forgiveness was really about, it's funny, I need to move on. I wrote a little ebook on it, and I haven't published or anything, but because it was something that I really, it's interesting that you brought this topic up, but for me, forgiveness, the main thing I think with forgiveness that helped me is to acknowledge what has validation. I think that's the better word, validation. Because I think a lot, I know for me, and I think for a lot of people, they struggle with forgiveness because they were never validated in the sense of what happened to them and or what it was that caused them harm. And
That's a good point.
Because I found that to be the really missing part, is that when I was able to validate it to myself, you know, it's like good luck waiting for other people on that one. It's not something you sit around. I mean, especially when you're dealing with family, and you know, we're talking about deep stuff with family, you know, people you've been, you know, different types of abuse and all sorts of things that are really, you know, people just are not going to fess up to and acknowledge. It's just too hard for them. They can't handle it almost. So it really is about acknowledging it to yourself. And for me, just saying, hey, this happened to me, and you know, because this, the resistance, I feel the resistance is, because the person in the chat room was talking about resistance, but for me, I think the real resistance is not the not having the validation. Like, you're constantly put, you know, everyone's telling you to forgive, and they're trying to, it's like telling you to go to the last step and skip all the other in-between steps of growth and healing and all that stuff. And I've done that where, you know, people are like, forgive, you just need to forgive. But I had never validated that anything ever even happened to me to forgive. And even if it's something you did that was really stupid, or you made bad decisions, you know, it's still like a step that you have to sort of sit in that. And give yourself permission to feel, and give yourself that, it's like, you know, give yourself that hug or that TLC and say, hey, you know, that did happen to you. It did hurt, and, you know, and you did the best you could. And for some people, that they would call that, I guess, they would call that the forgiveness of yourself, like, you know. But for me, I call it validation, like just validating, because a lot of times that resistance I've had to it has been, okay, I have to forgive, but, you know, but it's not for me. It's for someone else. It's not for me. And it didn't feel like it's for me. It feels like it's just because it's morally expected, and I'm a bad person if I don't, and don't be bitter. You know, don't hold on to it. It's going to hold you back, and all these other external ideas. But internally, it's like, okay, I'm doing this because I have to, because other people are going to judge me if I'm, you know, if I don't forgive and say all the right words and all that stuff. If that makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I am so glad you're on the air here with us, and you shared what you did, and that was a really good point and way to express the validation. The validation. And you know what forgiveness is? It seems so complicated and it's hard. I mean, everything that you just said is the reason why it feels so complicated. And, you know, and validating, because, you know, we feel like we're okaying what happened. And,
yeah.
You know, and validating, like we're not allowed to feel it, see it, or talk about it. And nobody wants, you know, to talk about it, especially when you're dealing with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for things that happen. And, you know, and it's the reason they can't talk about it is because they're buried in guilt. So you're left with it, and you feel like you need someone to talk with it about it. And you invalidate and say it out loud because, you know, for years and years and years, more years than not in my own personal life, I held these secrets, you know.
Yeah.
And because no one would talk to me about it. And then whenever I did try to talk to someone else about it, it was like, oh, God, you know, you need counseling. And, they, you know, and I just got all freaked out. I just wanted to talk, gosh darn it, you know. You know, I needed, because this was real, you know, and I wanted to say it out loud because it was like a disease and poison inside of me. And, you know, and it's just like in forgiving these, you know, the people of what happens, it's not really you're validating it's okay. Okay, you know what comes with forgiveness is then it's also learning your boundaries.
Yes.
You know, because I didn't know I had boundaries because that was stripped from me at an early age. And that's where all the pain was inflicted because I didn't have boundaries. And I was little. You don't know what you have. You know, you're just a child. And then growing up, and then you take that with you about as you age because you don't realize boundaries. And then it's just like, oh, my God, I have boundaries because I used to let people trespass all over me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I didn't know. And the only way I felt like I could say no is if I had extreme anger that went behind it. And I had to fight myself through it, you know, and get ugly. But I didn't want to be that way either, you know. So it's just like forgiveness is, you know, and it's like, and let go. You know, it's not just that easy. You don't just forgive and let go. It's like, and it's all said and done. It's all good. No, it's not. You know, it's a process. And, you know, you're forgetting. Because, you know, I forgave what the things that happened to me. And then, you know, what happened is when I was holding all that stuff inside of me, my reactions towards other and how I responded to things, I was creating pain to people that I loved and I cared about. And I didn't mean to, but I didn't understand why my actions were the way they were. It's like, why do I do that? What's wrong
yeah.
with me? You know, and it's just like it was things that were repressed inside of me from the other people that did harm to me, that hurt me, and I held it in me. So and it weakened me, and it caused anxieties and fears, and where I had a hard time moving out of the box, I guess. So I did harmful things. And then, you know, and I used to pray to God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt them. Even I would tell the people that I was sorry, they didn't want to hear it. They were pissed off at me. They were bugged, you know. And it's just like, you know, you did it on purpose. You knew. But it's just like I couldn't explain myself. I didn't know how to talk my feelings of what was really hurting me, what was traumatizing me, what was freezing me from why I acted the way I acted. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, forgiving myself, and I cried, and I prayed, and I shared this on the radio one time before, where I was looking for answers, and I was all like, so I, you know, I always, even in my living room now, I always had a Bible underneath the, you know, on the table, and I pulled my Bible out, and it didn't matter where I turned in this Bible. If it was in the middle, the front, the back, wherever, it always showed up on forgiveness. And I don't know how many times after going through it, it's just like it finally dawned on me what the problem was. Because I was mad. It's like I already forgave them all. I forgave them. You know, why you keep on telling me this? I need something better, something stronger. It was I never forgave myself. I didn't know how to forgive myself for the things that I did to other people. And so it was starting with healing, healing with me and having compassion for myself and understanding. And then understanding why. I had to dig deeper, understand why I was doing what I did. And I didn't mean to. And some of these people never wanted to hear my sorry. Even I wanted them to know how badly I was sorry. I said it in a prayer that somehow, somewhere in their life, if it's now in their, or in a dream, that they're shown in a dream or in a when they go on to the heavens, that they will know that how genuinely sorry I was. And I had to just let it go with that and know that somewhere, somehow in the universe, peace will be made with it. Mm. So, and I know that was all deep.
it's good stuff for me. For me, I had to, like, I can't forgive myself. I have to just say it. I can't forgive myself. I accept and just how you, or you find peace like you did. Like I think for me, that's where forgiveness is, means, it's like for me, is that I accept that there were things that I did. I had a hard, you know, people, you know, you think about people you hurt or you did something really mean or something. You're like, how could I do that? And there's some things, yeah, you can't undo. I remember my best friend in high school. We fell out, as my mother would say, and it got really ugly. And I did something really, really cruel to her. And it never, like, if I saw her today, all these years later, there's nothing I could say like, oh, my bad. You know, I didn't mean that. It's just too late. Like, but what I came to peace with it is that, okay, yeah, I understand that's where I was when I did it. But I'm a huge believer, like that's why I tuned into the show. I really like the idea of this getting on the soul level and it kind of making some of the loftier concepts, you know, people hear a lot about or terms that are quote-unquote spiritual, kind of getting tangible with it and not feeling, because I think with forgiveness, that's a word that gets thrown around a lot with people, mm-hmm. and they're like, I don't know what to do. It feels more like a judgment than something yeah. that's going to help them. It feels like you need to forgive, because I know I felt that way, and you know, it's like you need to do this, and I just think that you have to figure out what that looks like for you. But like you were saying, it's just not freaking easy. But I think what really makes it harder than it has to be and it prolongs the process is the resistance that's caused by people telling you to forgive without, you know, because there's a couple of steps ahead. You need to accept, acknowledge, come to terms, you know, what happened and that something did happen to you, because then you're resistant against it. It takes longer because you're fighting internally against it. It's just this tug of war inside of you, and you're like, well, I'm forgiven, but something happened to me. And a lot of times in my family or people in general, they want you to sort of go, okay, get over it. Just get over it and just forgive. And it's like, no, that's not the way it works, because you're going to resist it because there's a part of you that goes, well, wait a minute. What about me? Why don't I matter? Why am I not allowed to feel what I feel about it? You know, and so is all this judgment placed on our emotions, and we have these feelings are labeled wrong, and, you know, you're angry, and, you know, and so I think that's what really makes it harder than it should be, versus, you know, being able to just talk about it and not be, you know, judged and not judge yourself, which is the hardest thing in the world, for goodness sakes. But it's like just to say, hey, you know, I'm angry. And, I hate this person for what they did. Or it's not fair. They can't, you know, whatever, you know, those things that you feel, but you don't want to say out loud because no one wants to hear them and they're bad, quote-unquote bad feelings. And that really prolongs it. If you could just release it instantly and say, hey, this is how I feel, and I will heal. The healing process comes from that, you know, kind of like a wound. You cut it in your skin. You have to clean it out, and then you have to protect it so it'll heal. But it will heal, but it won't heal immediately. You can't say to a gash in your arm, okay, this needs to heal by, 24 hours. You know, it's going to take time. In your own natural time, it's going to heal according to your path and where you're at. You know, and there is no right or wrong, because that's what I used to feel too. I still feel that way with people sometimes, where it's like when they say forgive, they mean, okay, you forgiveness means this, this, and that, and it means there's a time frame. Like, I can't take a long time to forgive because that means that I'm a bad person, or this means this. There's all these meanings that are placed on it that we have to sort of break out of. You know, for some person, they may need to heal from something. It may take them a lifetime. You know, some people, it may be a year. Some people, when they begin to, you know, so everyone's in their own process. But I think it gets packaged in this whole thing where it becomes, well, no, you have to forgive. The quicker, the better. And the quicker, that means the more spiritual you are and the more.
No.
All,
yeah.
You know,
Helen, you know, it's really, you're right, you know, and it's a process. It's a process, and everybody's different in how long it takes to process, you know, and it's just, and you have to go in the process. You have, you know, it's important to vent, and that's like where if we got that one good best friend that we can vent, you know, because we got to get it out, you know, because we sit and we talk in our own little heads, and it's like, oh, that's not good. And when we have someone, we can sit there and rant and rave and, you know, it's just like, I hate them for what they did. They made me feel like this and they're wrong. And, you know, it's just like, I would love to see them fall off a cliff and hit every rock on the way down, you know. You know, and just, brah, you know, get it all out. And, you know, and I hate them, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them, you know. And then after it's obvious, after you get all of that out and you can catch your breath, and it's like, ah. You know, it's like, gosh, you know, you just vomit all that poison, all that ugh, out of you that needed to come out. And that is huge. And sometimes it takes 2 or 3, 4 or 5 times, you know, to, you know, it's like, you know, one more time. I need to say it again, you know, and just do it again. And then after that, when that's all said and done, when you don't even feel anything anymore, it's done. And then it's just like, okay, you know, all right, do I really want them to fall off a cliff and hit every rock on the way down? No. No, I really don't, you know. And it's just like, I don't want anything really bad to happen to them. And it's just like, you know, it's just like for whatever they did, you know, it's just like they're beating themselves up over it. And that's why they can't talk about it and they can't deal with it. And nobody wants, especially in the family circle, no one wants to because they're all connected somehow. Because if that person is angry for what they did to you, someone else in the family had done something to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like a snowball effect.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to own it. And a lot of times it's been held in so long, they're so confused themselves, they don't even know where it's sourcing from. You know, and then so it's just like, okay, you know, all this hadn't happened. I don't need validation from that person. I get it now. And it's just like, I forgive it, you know, but the thing is, that doesn't mean that's where you set your boundaries, you know, and you're still kind, you know, but you don't allow them, even if it's family or whoever it is, to cross your boundaries. You learn where it's just like, no, I'm not going there, or no, I will not be talked like that or treated like that. But you don't have to do it in an ugly way anymore. As before, the only way you knew how to deal with it was being hard, and you don't have to be hard anymore. And they'll learn. They'll learn to respect, because you gain a whole new respect. With awareness, with every awareness, you gain a new respect for yourself. And, you know, when we start letting these things go and understanding them and healing them, we got to heal them. That's why we can't just forgive and let go and it's said and done. No, no, no. You know, but with each healing, that where it's like when we want to get ourselves into a relationship, a love relationship, you know, because if not, we take these things into it and it hurts our relationship. It's like I for one time in my life, I didn't, because when I was a little growing up, I never trusted men. And I never felt there was a reason to trust men. And as I got older and I saw how, you know, men were, it's like they can't be trusted. And it seems like it was always constantly being validated. So it's like, well, what do I want to get married or be in a committed relationship for? Because they can't be trusted anyways. And I don't care who you are, or what man you are, or even if you're a man in church or a priest or what you are, you know, you cannot be trusted, because that's all I saw was these bad men. But that's not true. It does not apply to every man. But it was hard for me to get past that. And I knew I had to get past that, because if I got in a committed relationship, I'm always going to look at him as, you know, so where were you? What were you doing? Everything he did, it didn't matter. I would find guilt or wrong behind it. There was, you know, when there really wasn't. So you're creating that all again in the relationship. Because if you say it enough and you accuse them enough, they're going to be all, well, what the hell? I might as well do it. You know, I'm getting beaten up and slapped around for it. So, you know, it's just like, or if, you know, even like, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, where they throw that word divorce around very freely. And that's not good either. Well, if you don't like it, well, divorce me. If you want to divorce me, it's because, you know, usually when we use that, we have been abandoned so much in our lives. We're already expecting it and think it's going to happen. You're going to leave me. So, you know, you want to leave me. I know you want to leave me. You know, everybody else left me. But you're not going to say that. But that's what you're feeling inside. So you just keep on saying, you know, throwing divorce. And, you know, and the person really doesn't want to divorce you. They love you. They really love you. And they want to make it work. And they're telling you that. But you don't believe it, because you've been so damaged before. So you get to the point where this person gives up. You're exhausting. You're exhausting. So, you know, they just like, you know what? You're right. I want a divorce. I can't take this anymore. And they really didn't. They really loved you. But you see what we do and how we carry it forward?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. You know what I was wondering out loud? I mean, is there ever a point where you get to where, I guess, you know, as someone who's single and who's, you know, who is anticipating a committed relationship, come, you know, it sometimes you wonder if, you know, what is that point? Do you get to a point where you know you've healed what you need to heal in order for that space to be open? You know, is it ever, you know, because sometimes you could think, geez, I got so many hang-ups.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's where it blocks you from for a relationship manifesting, you know, because sometimes you feel,
I don't know if it's blocking. I know it's something that I just ponder sometimes, because in my mind I think you just I'm just never going to be perfect. Like you know that some things, there's a lot of things that I need to work out on my own. But part of me feels like certain things I will only be able to work through with another person. You know,
things you won't be able to work out, but you'll be able to work out. And you know what? And that's true. And that's what partnerships is, where you work out. See, you're torn, is what I'm hearing. You feel one way, then you feel another way, where you feel if you went into a relationship, there's these things where you're not perfect. You want to be perfect. You're never going to be perfect, and they're going to see these things. But then again, if you're in a relationship, there's a sense of where you feel these things can be worked out. Is that correct?
Well, let me rephrase it. Yeah, it's like, I guess my thing is only certain things. So a lot of things when you're single, are some things are just theory at this point. It's like you just don't know until you're in a relationship, and then something triggers something, and you're able to sort of resolve it all the way through. But other things, like certain insecurities, right? You know, I grew up hearing, brutal commentary on my weight, for example. And so, in other words, if anyone's like, what does she mean? It's just like, well, you know, being told you're fat, or being told things, like my family didn't believe in feelings, like oh, don't, you know, let's say things a certain way. No, they just said it, whatever came to their mind. And so, you know, I feel like not being in a relationship, theoretically, it's like, okay, I've always growing in acceptance of, you know, acceptance of my body. But then it's like some things I feel like, oh, it's only theoretical until you're in an actual relationship, and then your partner, he says something to me, and then I totally lose it, and then I go, oh, I see what that is. Because otherwise, it seems like you're single, you're just practicing. It's like in your head, you can kind of, it's like a simulation, but it doesn't really, like, I just feel like certain things I won't really know, I won't be able to work them all the way through, you know, unless I'm in the situation, like, live and in action.
You know what, there's definitely truth to that, and it's just like, you know, where you have a partner where you can be really good friends with, because there's even, like, you know, with my husband, there was things that I had to iron out before I got into a relationship, and I had to shed before I can even, I knew that what those things were before I could even begin the relationship. But when I got in the relationship, there were still things that were where I would attack and blow up and have a fit. And, you know, he's looking at me like, whoa. And, you know, and I'm all, and I pull back and I'm all like, oh, my gosh, what was that? What happened? You know, and, you know, it really wasn't him. You know, he triggers a sore spot in me that, you know, had went back from maybe what a family member or someone or anybody, and it's just not always family, it's just something in life or growing up with kids in school or whatever that triggered something with me, and it touched that, and I automatically responded in a way that I didn't respond back then, and I wish I could have responded or whatever, all my hurt just attacked. You know, and I realized that, but I had to sit with it and go away with it for a while. You know, if I had to go sit in nature, wherever I had to do, if I had to take a bath, I just had to sit with myself, and I would come back and say, hey, you know what, I am really sorry for what happened, but let me explain to you so you can understand, because I know you're sitting here confused, what happened and where it was feeling from and where it came from, and, you know, and actually thank you, because I realize that. And that is something I need to let go. And I, you know, because I don't want to ruin our relationship over it. And it had nothing to do with you. But it definitely showed me that there's something there that I need to shed light on and, you know, put some love around it and nourish my soul on it, that it's okay now. That is not, that's no more, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we know we heal. We do. We're constantly growing together, and that's what a soulmate is, because a soulmate understands that. You know, it's just like, okay, you know, we support each other that way, and that's like what me and my husband will do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's exactly what, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and when we want a relationship or anything, it's important, like, you know, not to get attached. It's not even relationship, anything in life. If it's a relationship, a job, or whatever, and not get attached so much with it and to it. and see if you're really ready for it. Because I know in the time where I thought, well, you know, I think I would like relationships. Like, well, if let's say Julio knocked on the door, you know, Romeo or whatever you want to call him, knocked on the door right now, are you ready for him? And it's just like, nope. You know, it's just like there's a few things there you wanted to change. To, you know, it's like you have to start getting yourself ready and prep. And, you know, and as for the weight, we always put so much on weight. It's funny how people are with weight and the physical appearance. We think, well, if I'm all thin and everything, then someone will want me. As long as I'm heavy, no one's going to want me. You know, and there's no truth to that. There is really no truth to that, because I know even when I lost all the weight, it's just like, it seems like no one showed up. It's like, hey, look at me now, you know, but it's like nothing, you know. And it's just like, and I know women that are thin and beautiful and gorgeous and everything. I mean, they dress to the nines, they look to the nines and everything, and they're just a single, and they can't find anyone. And it's that emotional block within ourselves. And I said, like I said, it comes up subconsciously where we may think we're not worthy enough, or something that someone said to us that no one's never going to want you because blah, blah, blah. So that kind of stuck. And you got to really sit with that. Is that something I believe? That's their opinion. That's not my beliefs. You know, and that's where you got to, like, you know, say, okay. And when you really see that, you let it go and you let it out there, it's like, so that's not blocking you anymore.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. I think that was like the biggest thing all day, as you said all morning. That gets me stuck. And I'm sure a lot of people get stuck on that too, because you're told that you need to look a certain way. Things, you know, and especially, I know it's big. I know for me, you know, even though in my mind I know, okay, it really isn't, that's not the ultimate thing, but, you know, it's still like, yeah, it's still dealing with what's behind that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
solving that. So, yeah, that's great. That's great stuff to work with.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, there's a lot of things that are, you see what I'm saying? There's the where it's all connected, where all these arrows are pointing everywhere, you know, from this person to that person. And it just kind of, we're all tied into each other somehow, some way. But,
yeah.
But we can change that direction as well, too. You know, we can start our own way of being, our own different circle of like-minded people of yourself, of who you are and what you want to be around. And I've done that. And, you know, and it's a hard process because, you know, it's, and what's hard about it is it gets really lonely in between, because you shed these people and you're going to rebuild yourself, and you want to put yourself around a new tribe of people, I guess a new circle of people, healthier people of yourself. And but it takes time and process, and it's in that middle period where we squirm, and then we start losing hope. It's just like, man, I should have stayed back there and, you know, in that other mess. But that, you know, that mess is always going to be there. That group of people is always going to be there. It's been 15 years since I left my hometown, and when I jumped out, I took a big leap out where everyone thought I was crazy, and you know, and I had to leave. I had to try something new. I couldn't stay where I was at. But you know, when I look back, even now, when I look back at all of it, it's just like everything's still the same. If I went back now, everything's still the same. It was 15 years ago. Just everybody's older. So you know, it's up to you when you want to take that leap.
Yeah.
But, you know, saying that, I just got the radio noticed that our time has run out. So this was good. I really, really enjoyed it. It's just I could have honestly stay here talking some more. I'm really sad that our time is out. And I know I want to invite you guys. I'm going to do the show again next Thursday, the whole month of February, each Thursday, I'm going to just talk about relationships, everything and anything. It's open. It can go everywhere, as you just shared with me and Helen here on the show. And I thank you, Helen, for calling in and reaching out and being real and chatting with us. Okay?
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Okay, come back. I hope I see you for the rest of the month and always, okay? All right, everybody. Thank you. If I didn't get to your calls, I welcome you back. We will continue. All right. Bye-bye.